Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. And our saint of the day is actually a whole bunch of them. Blessed John Francis Bertet and Companion for September 2nd. These priests were victims of the French Revolution. Though their martyrdom spans a period of several years, they stand together in the church's memory because all gave their lives for the same principle. The Civil Constitution of the Clergy in 1791 required all priests to take an oath, which amounted to a denial of the faith. Each of these men refused and was executed. John Francis Bertet became a Franciscan at age 16, and after ordination taught theology to the young friars. Later he was guardian of the large conventional friary in Paris, until he was arrested and held in the convent of the Carmelites. These priests were victims of the French Revolution. Though their martyrdom spans a period of several years, they stand together in the church's memory because they all gave their lives for the same principle. In 1791, the Civil Constitution of the Clergy required all priests to take an oath, which amounted to a denial of the faith. Each of these men refused and was executed. Apollinaris of Poissat was born in 1739 in Switzerland. He joined the Capuchins and acquired a reputation as an excellent preacher, confessor, and instructor of clerics. Preparing for his assignment to the East as a missionary, he was in Paris studying Oriental languages when the French Revolution began. Refusing the oath, he was swiftly arrested and detained in the Carmelite convent. Severin Giralt was a member of the Third Order Regular, was a chaplain for a group of sisters in Paris. Imprisoned with the others, he was the first to die in the slaughter at the convent. These three plus 182 others, including several bishops and many religious and diocesan priests, were massacred at the Carmelite house in Paris on September 2nd, 1792. They were beatified in 1926. Born in 1737, John Baptist Triquerie became a conventional Franciscan. He was the chaplain and professor of Poor Clare monasteries in the three cities before he was arrested for refusing to take the oath. He and 13 diocesan priests were martyred in Laval on January 21, 1794. He was beatified in 1955. Liberty, equality, fraternity was the motto of the French Revolution. If individuals have certain unalienable rights, as our Declaration of Independence states, these must come not from the agreement of society, which can be very fragile, but directly from God himself. Do we believe that? Do we act on it? In interesting questions, thought-provoking. Those are our saints for the day.
Mike?
September 2nd.
Tomorrow, our sneak preview, sneak peek, is St. Gregory the Great.
St. Gregory the Great. He was Pope.
Yes, in 506. So that's the sneak peek for tomorrow. And so, and these priests, they died as opposed to renouncing or going against their faith, which is so important.
Don, I'd like to know what that oath contained. I'd like to see
a text copy
of that oath. What will they be required to do?
Oh, gosh. I know that the French Revolution suppressed religious and they persecuted the Catholic Church mercilessly.
Which French Revolution? Because there were several of them.
Well, when I think of the French Revolution, I think of the one that they had cut people's heads off, and even the Queen of France was put to death, if I'm not mistaken on that. But it was a bad time.
It would be interesting. It would be interesting to see what that oath was that these priests were required to take.
Nuns were also. You know, they suppressed nuns and religious as well. And so it was really sad because, I mean, you know, when you think of France, France had so many saints and so many blessings from God, so many miracles that,
well, you have Lord Fatima right there. Fatima's in Portugal.
Lourdes, yeah. Fatima's Portugal, but Lourdes, France, yes.
Lourdes.
Yes, but I'm just saying that France was, they were blessed with so many
apparitions.
Real religious, yeah. Catholic, the Lord did so many things. I mean, St. Joan of Arc is, you know, yeah. But these priests, they gave their lives when they were challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd sure like to know what that oath contained.
Well, it must not have been good. Must not have been good for them to have renounced it. And so, definitely. Well,
you know, John Francis Berthe is the second saint we've covered so far that was beatified. It hasn't been canonized yet. The other one being Father Michael McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus.
Well, they've been beatified, but yeah, this is sometimes it's a process of acknowledgement, recognition. So, but we pray for our priests because we are to die to ourselves every day. You know, that's the way we're supposed to be, to put God first. All right, so we pray for a priest.
Well, they had to have
now
a certain amount of unity in opposition to this oath, whatever it contained.
Yeah, yeah.
They said, hey, wait a minute, we can't take this.
And we'll probably have more saints as we go as a result of the French Revolution. So, we'll pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments.
He counsels you. Who counsels him?
He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests this morning, today, is coming from St. Therese of Lisieux. O Jesus, eternal priest, keep your priests within the shelter of your sacred heart, where none may touch them. Keep unstained their anointed hands, which daily touch your sacred body. Keep unsullied their lips, daily purpled with your precious blood. Keep pure and unearthly their hearts, sealed with the sublime mark of the priesthood. Let your holy love surround them and shield them from the world's contagion. Bless the labors with abundant fruit, and may the souls of whom they minister be their joy and consolation here and in heaven. Their beautiful and everlasting crown. Amen. And thank you, St. Therese of Lisieux. Beautiful prayer for priests. The Catholic priest always at our side when we fall. That's why we need to go to confession. Very important. And St. John Vianney, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. If you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. From St. John Vianney, that's, you know, important words. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear my humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrow, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by the church. They are needed by souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. Wow. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. Pray for a priest. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. We pray for the church all over the world. We pray for families. And we pray for children who are being attacked.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. And through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. And along with Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. Oh, Lord, thank you for being our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. We pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. The God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and my horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And we praise you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
In the Stand in the Gap section, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. John chapter 16, verse 20. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray in hope for my family, relatives and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Lord, you have commanded us to honor our father and mother. compassion in our and in your mercy on the souls of my father and mother. Forgive them their sins and grant that I may see them in the joy of eternal brightness through Christ our Lord. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May the soul of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. I was at a recent Knights of Columbus meeting, and one of our brother knights basically asked us to remember in prayer a friend of his who had passed, who had died recently. And that's why I feel like this is so important, because this is happening every day, all the time. And so we place in our petition, our stand in the gap here. We pray for the souls who passed from this life recently, and our loved ones and friends, and those that have passed through tragedy, violence. There's just, you know, so we transform from this life into the next. And so, and that's why we stand in the gap here. And that's why it's important. We feel that it's important to pray for the prodigals, those who've abandoned the faith. Pray for them. The Lord would leave the 99 to go after the one that has gone astray. And that should be our work as well. That should be what we attempt to do as well. Try to bring them back. And Lord, we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for America. We pray for those who are held down by addictions. And we pray for deliverance for those to overcome those addictions. We pray for the prisoner and their families, the strain that could be on children to have their father or mother or both in prison. That would, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we pray for that situation too. We pray for those who have been diagnosed with all kinds of diseases, from cancers to heart disease to anything, COVID. We pray for those who are in the hospitals. And we pray for those in the hospitals, that the hospital environment would be according to your will, Lord, a place of healing. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from faith, from flesh to spirit, gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And amen. And we this has been our Stand in the Gap segment. And whatever your issues are out there, pray the rosary. Pray the divine mercy. Go to Mass. Eucharistic adoration. You know, pray.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap. This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And Mike, thank you for the sharing of the saint of the day. And how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Well, the stand in the gap, this is really, I love the way that you've put this together. It just really makes it, I think it makes it really nice. So thank you so much, my brother. As we stand in the gap and we pray for the things that matter the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, tomorrow we're going to feature Gregory the Great.
Yes. Yes, and he was a great one. He was a great one. And so you'll want to tune in for this.
Mm-hmm. Or don't miss tomorrow.
Definitely. And you think of St. Ignatius of Loyola. You know, after he was wounded in battle and he was recovering, and, you know, they didn't have TV at that time. They didn't have music, and, you know, they didn't have stereo and all that. But you know what he did, though? He began to read the lives of the saints, and that had a profound impact on him, and he would become a great saint. And founder of a religious order like the Jesuits. And so think about how many people who are following us with the story of these saints, stories of these saints, how many of them are being hopefully inspired. I mean, for me, it's an odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And what a joy it is to cover all these saints, how the Lord has worked through them and blessed them and blesses us. And it says in Hebrews chapter 12:1 that we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses that are around us.
One example is how he got these many priests to agree that this oath they were required to take was not a good one. These days, it's hard to get agreement on any two subjects.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be true, but a lot of times. But when we're looking at our holy faith and we're looking at the gospel, anything that would try to counter that, well, we are to stand up against. That's why we pray for America, for example, because so much of what we're doing today is not right. And so we try to see with the eyes of faith in what we do and what we...
That's not an easy thing
about
to do.
No, it's not. Not when you got this rising tide and evil. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And that's what's happening so much. We have to guard it against in our public schools and just about everywhere, you know. So it's just a plague, you know. So we need to stand up. We need to be prayed up. We need to be prayed up. Live the blessing. That's what it is right there, live your blessing. And, you know, without the Lord, Mike, we can do nothing. So that's why we need Jesus. All right, Mike, we'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much. So we'll see everybody tomorrow. Same bat time.
When our featured saint will be Gregory the Great.
Yes, tomorrow is Sunday, so we'll just because I know Mike, you're in New Jersey, and so when you go to Mass, you want to try to go to Mass tonight, or are you going to go tomorrow morning sometime?
I'm going to try. I got to get some sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you get some sleep. So we'll do this again tomorrow, but it may not be at 8 o'clock in the morning because I'll be at Mass at that time too. So thank God. It's not that we got to go to Mass. We get to go to Mass. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When we can receive you truly present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, divinity. Thank you, Lord. And help those up there who are listening feel the same way. God bless you.